Okay, so tonight being just a few nights before Pesach, we'll talk about a Pesach subject. The surprising connection between matzah and the hallel. A point of departure is the fact that, as we know, the Torah refers to matzah by the name Lechem Oni. That's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh in the first surah, Zvarim, Parak Tazayin, Pasuk Gimel. It's part of the laning on the last day of Pesach. It says there, Lo sochal alav chametz shiva shomim tochal alav matzos lechem oni. Not to describe as lechem oni. What does lechem oni mean? What does the word mean? Simple translation of the word. So Rashi says oni refers to like affliction, like inui, like a kippur. Ta'anu is not shoseichem, inuyim. So that's why Rashi there in Parashas Re, Parakas Ayin Pasuk Gimel says lechem oni, lechem shemaz gires ha'oni shenis ana b'mitzrayim. It's the bread that reminds us of the suffering that we endured when we were in Mitzrayim. So claims Rashi over here.
What did we eat in Mitzrayim when we were slaves?
So according to this, we ate matzah. Halach manu b'chala alasana and b'ar the Mitzrayim. Right? So you're hinting at the fact there are two different aspects of matzah. One is we ate it when we were slaves, and the other thing when we were going out. We had to eat it because there was no time for the dough to rise. So it's both things. Which, yeah, we'll have to talk about that maybe some other time. We touch on a little bit. But in any event, that's the Rashi. However, the Gemara has a number of other drushes. Gemara Psachim Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara has a number of different things which we learn. A couple of things are not relevant for tonight. Here, one of them is Lechem Oni, comes from the word Oni, meaning poor person. Apart, I don't have that in the sources, but it's a thing Gemara, Psachim. So it says there that a ma darko beprusa, a poor person doesn't wolf down every piece of food you give him right away. He breaks in half or breaks it in parts and saves some for later. So we should also eat the matzah like that. We break in half. That's the idea of yachatz, of breaking the matzah in half. Like a poor person. Another definition of oni has to do with poor in the sense of the ingredients. Our poor ingredients, cheap ingredients, just the bare bones, just flour and water, no fruit juices, no other items. Exactly which, otherwise it's called matzah shira, exactly which fruits make it matzah shira. The Rambam says has to be only certain fruits make it matzah shira as opposed to egg matzahs. We call egg matzahs have apple cider in it. And that's called matzah shira. That's richer, more flavorful matzah. So that's no good because of lechem oni. But for tonight, let's look at source number two. It says, Amar Shmuel, lechem oni, from the word oni meaning oneh, to respond or to declare. Nothing to do with poor, nothing to do with suffering. What does it say? Psachim lam roman olav. Domar shmuel lechem oni lechem sheonim olav dvarim harbe. That's a faith. This is a famous drasha. This is bread, food, concerning which we answer or declare many things. The word oned means to answer, but also means to declare. I printed a third source, a pasuk in Parshas Kisavo. Dvarim perak chav vav. Pasuk heva anisav amarta. That's the opening phrase of a pasuk that's extremely important on Pesach. The second half of the pasuk begins the section which we darshan on Pesach, right? There it says, anisav amarta v'nashal kecha arami oved ovi v'ayirid mitzrayim ov v'ayogar shom esim ov v'ayishom v'gar galot sumarov. We darshan that whole pasuk. But the opening phrase there from the mikra bikurim, when you brought your first fruits to Yerushalayim, you made a declaration, says anisav amarta. Anisav doesn't mean necessarily answer. It means to make a declaration, but either term works for Pesach, because Pesach we're making declarations and we're also answering. We have a child this minus Thomas, we give an answer. But in any event, the word lechem oni refers to lechem she'onim olav dvarim harbe. What are these dvarim harbe? What are these many things which we declare or we talk about on Pesach? So Rabbeinu Pesach, so Rabbeinu Chanan, there in Pesach, the Aflam and Rabbeinu Beis, says, Shanin ha'od osa matzah shirah derim rabat bizman she'onin achav dvarim. Okay, he connected the two definitions of matzah lechem oni together, but that matzah shirah is no good when matzah shirah is okay when it's not the Seder. You know, Ashkenazim don't eat matzah shirah at all because of a different chashash, but that's not the Rabbeinu Chanan's problem. That's not really what I'm interested in right now, but I'm interested in, he says, Vehein ha'agoda. What's the reference to when we say lechem oni, lechem she'oni olav dvarim harbe? What's it referring to? It's referring to Haggadah. The whole Haggadah Magid. As it says, Sha'amar matzazu, Sha'amar ochlim ashum. All right, we get to the famous Mishnah of Rabbi Gamliel, which is in the Haggadah. We say, what is this matzah? So this is what is matzah? Then it's what we declare, we explain. That's lechem she'oni olav dvarim harbe. We say matzazu, Sha'amar ochlim, and so on. That's the whole Haggadah is on the matzah. And by the way, that's why during most of the Haggadah, during most of the Magid section of the Haggadah, the matzah is exposed. Right, you're supposed to open the, you take off the cover. Right, you have the matzah visible, so that the matzah can be seen. by the audience and the participants of the Seder, because it's lechem sha'onim alav dvar harbe. It's concerning this food, this bread, this matzah, that we make the whole declaration, the whole Haggadah. That's what Rav Chananel says. Similarly, this Gemara appears, by the way, in the, you look in the second source, so it's Pesachim Daf Lamed Vav Med Aleph, it's this Drasha is the name of Shmuel. In Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes Vav Med Beis, in the fifth source, it's mentioned in the name of Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, Lechem Oni, Lechem Shalom Adar Harbe, but there it's supported by an even earlier source, a Brisa, Tanya Nami Hochi. Lechem Oni, Lechem Shalom Adar Harbe, Shmuel's an Amora. So the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes Vav points out that this tradition doesn't originate with Shmuel, but it goes back to earlier source, it goes back even to an earlier source, to a Brisa. And there, on Daf Kuf Tes Vav Med Beis, going over to Kuf Tes Zayin Amin Aleph, there the Rabbeinu Chananel writes, Tanya Lechem Oni, Lechem Shalom Adar Harbe, Pirish, Omer Alam Haggadah. And Rabbi Chananel is consistent. In both places he says, what's the Dvarim Harbe that we say in connection with the Matzah? It's the Haggadah, right? Matzah Zushan Ocha Shuma, and so on and so forth. Rashi, however, makes a surprising comment. Rashi, in the first sugya, Pesachim Lamed Vav Med Aleph, source 7, Rashi says, what's Sha'onu Olav Dvarim Harbe? So he says, Shagomrim Olav Es HaHalel, the Omrim Olav Haggadah. So the second part in the same, Omer Olav Haggadah, that's like Rabbi Chananel. But Rashi says, also, Gomrim Olav Es HaHalel. Now that's a problem. That's a great question, but even bigger question is, what do you mean, Gomrim Olav Es HaHalel? The matzah is out doing Hallel. By the time we say Hallel, we ate the matzah a long time ago. We benched. The Hallel is at the end. Tzafun Barech Hallel Nitzah, right? Hallel is already well after you ate the matzah. So Ben Chananel, or the second part of Rashi, I understand. Lechem Sha'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe is a reference to the Haggadah. We say the Haggadah with the matzah in front of us. Fine. But what's this business with Hallel? Well, just from a practical point of view, most of us, the table's been cleared already. Now, the fact is, many people have the minute, probably based on this Rashi, that they leave matzah on the table. Do leave matzah on the table. Or if you clear the whole table by bench, you leave a piece of matzah out. But still, why should it be? I mean, it's already after the fact. We've already ate the matzah. And what's halal got to do with the matzah? I mean, the Ben Chananel explained what the Haggadah has to do with the matzah. The whole Haggadah is explaining, you know, Yitzias Mitzrayim, matzah, zush, lochem, and so on. Okay, but Rashi throws in halal. Now, the Meiri has a version, a little different version, which makes a little more sense. The Meiri there in Pesachim in the second sugya, Kuf Tes Vav Med Beis, the Meiri writes, Zeh Shekara Torah Lechem Zeh Lechem Oni, Remez Yesh Bala Harbe Dvarim. It has a number of dinim that we learn from it, like we said. One of them is Lechem Oni Shalom Dvarim Harbe, Ratzon Haggadah V'Hascholas Hallel. He's just talking about the beginning of Hallel, because let's remember, we begin Hallel at the end of Maggid. We say the first two paragraphs of Hallel, Haluka Ha'olav De'Hashem, and B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, we say those two paragraphs yet at the end of Maggid, taka before we eat the matzah. So the Meiri makes a little more sense. The Meiri says, yeah, it's a Haggadah, and it's also Hallel, because the first two paragraphs of Hallel, taka said at the end of Maggid, before we get up to the eating the matzah, so the matzah's out there too. Still, it doesn't explain what the connection is between the matzah and the Hallel, but at least we understand it. But, you know, maybe that's what Rashi meant, or it doesn't seem that way, because Rashi's Lashon, look back in source 7, Rashi himself on Ramadan says, Gomri Movos Hallel. He said, a whole Hallel, Gomri finish Hallel. So that's a little bit difficult. Now, if you take a look in the next source number 9, the Or Sameach, the Meir Simcha is commenting on the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet, has an even bigger problem. He says, how in the world can we possibly say, this is probably Rashi, right? He says, how in the world can we possibly understand that when the Gemara has a drush on a pasuk, Lechem Oni, and refers, what does Lechem Oni mean? Lechem Sha'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe refers to the Haggadah and to Hallel. What do you mean? Hallel's not Daraisa. Hallel's Dabar. Right? How can you tell me that the phrase in the Torah, Lechem Oni, it means Lechem Sha'onu Olav Dvarim Harbe, including the Haggadah? I understand that's the mitzvah of Sipur Tzis Mitzrayim, we'll assume. That's Daraisa, but Hallel comes in later. Hallel's Dabar. Right.
The only time when they say
Mitzvah Darabanan, they say Shenema. Okay, that's true. But he asks, he says in the second line there, if you take a look at 33, that's the Osameach on that Rambam, he says, V'hinei halo avi divrei sofrim. Okay, you see it's Mitzrayim, Kosovo, he got it to Levincha, Vamartim, Sevach Pesach, okay, you know, but they have to darshan his psukim and so on. And the Pesach by Bikurim is Niksive Loshan Aniyav, Anisa, Vamartim, and so on. And Zeh Sha'ono Adorm Harbe. But it's a little hard to understand that it's a reference to Hallel, okay? Because it isn't Hallel on the Rabbanon. However, one could argue, not so fast. Who says Hallel is on the Rabbanon? Is that true? The Hallel? Yes, true. The text of Hallel was composed, we assume, by David HaMelech. That's post-Torah. But still, that may be a machlokes. Let's see. The Rambam, in Hilchos Megillah, Hilchos Chanukah, Paragimel Halacha Vav, source number 10, the Rambam declares openly, V'lo Hallel Shachanukah Bulvad, who should be divrei sofrim, Ela Kriyas HaHallel La'olam Midivrei Sofrim, B'chol Hayamim Shagomim Hanas Hallel. The Rambam can't say any more clear than that. The Rambam is of the opinion, huh?
That's clear to what we said before, yeah. Because it's not the text that we're talking about.
Hold it. But the Rambam, let's see. So the Rambam again is saying very clearly that Hallel is the Rabbanim. That's what the Rambam says. Not only on Chanukah, which itself is on the Rabbanim. Okay, the Rambam makes the point of saying, Rambam happens to talk about Hallel in Hilchos Chanukah. But the Rambam says not only on Chanukah, which the whole Yom Tov is the Rabbanim to begin with, but any time, even on a Torah holiday, the Raisa Yom Tov, it's still clear Hallel is the Rabbanim.
The
recitation of Hallel Dravon. The Rambam is very, very clear. In fact, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs,
yeah, we would say
exactly. Place. That's the Rambam's point. In fact, take a look next source 11, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Rambam's introduction to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he gives a whole list of rules called the Sharoshim as to how he's going to determine whether to count something as one of the Tayag Mitzvahs or not. Very first rule of Sharosh Aleph is I'm not counting anything as Dravon. Any din d'rabban is not among the taryag, okay? Because it says taryag mitzvahs nemru lo lamosha. That's how that's the going in the makkah. So he said nemru lo lamosha. So you can't count halal, says the Rambam. Halal cannot possibly be counted as a din d'oraisa because it wasn't given to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Rambam says at the end of the verse. At the end of what I quoted here, he says. What do you mean? Hallel is composed by David HaMelech long after the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So what in the world it cannot be, says the Rambam, that Hallel is a din d'oraisa. So claims the Rambam. So the Rambam holds that Hallel is the Rabbanan. However,
Rambam, so what about Spewer?
Very good question.
Does anyone have a blue bottle?
Hey, it's in the middle of the street.
Yeah, can I call the police then? Because it looks very suspicious.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm
middle of the street.
Sorry. Don't know.
Next fuel.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good question. So, but go ahead, hold the thought. But anyway, but what about it? But the bottom line is the Rambam holds that Hallel is not the Rabbanan. There's no question about it. Okay, thank you. However, the Rambam disagrees. Rambam in the Hasagah, source number 12, the Rambam in the Hasagah, the Sefer Mitzvah is there in Shorish Aleph, disagrees. And he says, not true, not so fast. He said, yes, of course, the text of Hallel is not the Raisa, the composer of the, but the concept of saying Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu on certain occasions, that can be the Raisa. That the Ramban defends the position of the Rambam attacks, it's the position of the Bahag. But the Rambam attacks the question is the Bahag, the Ramban defends him. And he says, what do you mean? He says, "In Cain, Lomi Yisfala Hallel, She Nitzdava LaMoshe B'Sinai, She Yomru Yisrael B'Moadim Shira Lakel." Maybe it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, so the Jewish people on their holidays should sing Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the, like Rizita said before about Tefila? What's the exact? Oh, let's see. So he said, "What's the exact text?" Okay, he says that's what that's David HaMelech later on who bought David the Tikkun Lamas HaHallel. David gave me the formal text. And where exactly is he going to say it? So the Rambam has Gemara. The Ramban rather quotes certain Gemaras that indicate that the Jewish people sang Shira on the Yam, right? I mean, and they said HaHallel by on other occasions when they shechted the Korban Pesach. So he has other proofs. In any event, this is a famous
one. HaHallel Tikkun Lamas.
Good. That's also true. Okay. He says, the bottom line is, the Ramban says it's very possible, as the Rizita said, just like the Rambam himself says about Tefillah. He says the text of Tefillah is not the Torah, but the concept of Tefillah is the Raisa. So to Machlokas, the Rambam and Ramban, and others, whether it's Hallel is the Raisa or the Rabbanan, so it's possible to suggest, or Zolti, in the Sefer Mishnas Yavetz, in Chelek HaRachayim, Siman Yud Tes, as Gimel suggests that maybe that's the same Machlokas as Rashi Rabbeinu Chananel here. Let's go back again. Rabbeinu Chananel says when we call Matzah Lechem Oni, Lechem She'onim Lo Dvarim Harbe, what does it mean? It's a reference to the Haggadah. You say Haggadah. The Rambam says not only Haggadah, but Hallel. So yes, what do you mean Hallel? How could Hallel be included? How could Hallel be included in what the Torah meant by Lechem Oni when Hallel doesn't exist midaraisa? Answer, so maybe Rabbi Nachmanu holds like the Rambam, that Hallel is only Rabbanan. Therefore you can't bring Hallel into the mix when you're talking about a pasuk in Torah Lechem Oni. So therefore he says only it's referring to the Haggadah. However, Rashi may well hold like the Ramban. Rashi will hold like the Ramban, others, the Bahag, that Hallel, at least conceptually, is deraisa, and therefore, when it says lechem oni, it means not only lechem oni shalom zorim harbe, lechem shalom zorim harbe is not only hagodah, but the hallel as well. Okay, so it could be a focus, huh?
And Dan also, he's talking about freestyle. You have some kind of mix of shira and hallel,
right?
But the text is not obviously
right,
not in the
right,
story,
right, right,
which the Rambam says about freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an
achlokus. Okay. Okay, but I was saying the Rambam.
It's a second of Malkum Sar. No?
But that's what I feel. I don't want to go into that whole machlokus. I don't want to go into the issue now. It's learned from Oz Yashir, the other sources. But the point is, whether you hold like this result, he suggests that this is the machlokus between Rashi and the Rambam or not, I don't know, but we're still somewhat bothered by what is. It's just conceptually, why does Rashi include Hallel? When he says, if the Gemara says Lechem Oni means Lechem She'oni below Dorm Harbe, why does it include Hallel? Alright, good, it's Doraisa, fine, we've solved that problem. In fact, the truth of the matter is there's a kind of middle position which the Ravid holds. The Ravid there in Hilchos Megillah Mechanakeh Paragim
Olof
Havon.
The problem was the Doraisa.
Because you could hold like the Ramban that the concept of Hallel is Doraisa.
The concept.
The concept, right. So therefore, that's later on. That was instituted later by David HaMelech, yeah. But I'm saying, because we've solved that problem, we still haven't shown why Rashi would insist that the phrase Lechem Shona Lo Dvarim Harbe includes Hallel. Oh,
wow.
And Lemiri said it's just talking about the beginning of Hallel. Good. But, pardon me, according to the Rashi, it seems even the rest of Hallel. There's a middle position, and that's what the Ravid writes over there in Source 13, in Hilchos Chanukah Perek Yom HaChavav. He says that there's a middle position. It can be called what's called Divrei Kabbalah. Amar Avraham v'yesh b'maaseh midivrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah here is not Kabbalistic. It's not
it's greater than Rabbanah, but lower than the Rishon.
Right, exactly. It's greater than Rabbanah, lower than Rishon. It's from the Vayim. When the Rambam and the Ravid speak of Divrei Kabbalah, it's not mysticism. It's not Kabbalistic. Right. It's something that's in Navi. And what? Where is it in Navi? So there's a marker. Take a look at verse 14. The Ravid quotes the Pasuk Yeshaya Paraklam and Pasuk Koftez. Hashir Yelachem Kelele Skadish. Okay, it's spirit, and that's a reference indirectly to Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, if you look in Source 15, the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says the Hallel Zeh Mi Amro, who originally recited Hallel, so it's way before David HaMelech. Okay, Neviim Shebehen and Tiknu Lahen LeYisrael, it was instituted by the Neviim. Sheyu Omer in Osal Kol Perik Uperik Al Kol Tzara Betzara Shal Tavalein Ulechashinik Olin Omer Osal Gulosan. It was made by the early Nevi'im that any time the Jews are in trouble and then they get saved by Kodesh Baruch Hu, they should thank our Kodesh Baruch Hu by singing. Again, whether it means that exact text or not, very possible. And by the way, it is possible in those kapitlach, because after all, we know that there are parts of Tillim that David himself, right, Tillim Moshe, we spoke about a few weeks ago, right, those kapitlach are not from David, edited, he compiled it, but right, there are at least 10 different, the Gorm Bavala said there are 10 different people that contributed in one way or another to Hallel as we have it. So in any event, it's an early practice, and that's what Rashi explains. Okay, right? Exactly, that's exactly what he's saying. Well, he calls it the Kabbalah because we learn from that
puzzle.
Okay, so it could be a dispute. But the Rashi and Psachim there could be Zayim Alav writes Al Kol Tzor Shalot Tov Aleihem. What does it mean? He says Omer Oso Al Gulosan Kigon Chanukim. And Chanukah, Rashi picks Chanukah as the
Gulosan.
Yeah, so we're girls in the Kabbalah.
But
yeah, that's a good question. Again, because maybe the, I don't know, that's Rashi. So that was John, what we said before, that Rashi holds, well, no, Rashi would have to hold like, I don't know, Rashi would hold like the Rai, but it's the Kabbalah. I'm not sure.
The result was commenting on which Rambam?
The result was just, no, he wasn't. He was explaining the Rashi and Ochanano is parallel. In the Sefer Mishnas Yavit, okay, what I write down here on my notes, Orach Chaim, Siman Yutas Oslo. It's on a Machlokas Rashi and Chananel on this subject. Okay, anyway, so the Magid Mishnah there in Hilchos Chanukah in Perek Yom HaChavav kind of summarizes this. He says some say it's always the Rabbanon, because actually there's a Gemara in Brachas Daf Yodalad that says Kriyashma Daraisa Halal Rabbanon. There are a lot of interrupting Kriyashma, certainly can interrupt the Halal, right? On the other hand, he says Yeshma Fakmikin Shezeh Avom Sheshma Natorah, and the Ravid says the Rekabol. Anyway, there are different traditions about it, but I'd like to suggest the following: that even if you hold in general that Halal is the Rabbanon, perhaps a Pesach night it's different. Why? So let's take a look. There's a Tosus in Sukkah, source 18. Tosus in Sukkah. We'll get that in a second. So Tosus in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Tosus says like this: Zimra Masul Mishah Eved VeIsha. It's talking about whether women are obligated in Hallel on Yom Tov. After all, to Mitzvah Seis Shavuot Groma. So the Tosus right, Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. So let's see. Does Mashmakan the Isha Peturah Mehallel the Sukkahs? Women are potter from Hallel on Sukkahs. The Chayin the Atzeres, likewise on Shavuos. The time of Mishum the Mitzvah Shan Gromahi. Then he says, but Afal Gav the Behalo the Lele Psochim, Masra Regarbe Psochim, the Mechaydi the Dal Kosos. They're obligated in Arba Kosos. And Mustamalo Tikno Dal Kosos, because they Lomar Lame Halal of Agoda. One of the things that you say got Arba Kosos on is Halal together with Agoda. Shine Halal the Pesach the Al Hanes Ba. Halal on Pesach is not a Halal of Yontif. It's a howl of nace, of miracle. The af hein hoyu, those are nace. Okay? The women also, as you said, the women also saved on Pesach. So what this Tosis is indicating is that a howl at the Seder has a different quality howl, a different type of howl altogether. Now, nothing, it's not a yantav tikka howl, it's a nace tikka howl. It's on a miracle. And it's more than that. Here's the famous run. That's what you were saying. The famous run, according to Haigon. Yeah, okay, right. That's look at the fascinating famous run we spoke about before.
Not the third day of Rosh Hashanah.
All right. The run was commenting on the Rif Psachim Chav Vav Mabes. Sorry, okay. The Ran is on the Rif Chav Vav Mabes in Psachim. Quotes Rabbeinu Haigon. He's bothered, as the Rishonim in general are bothered. You know, the Halal on Pesach has a lot of unique qualities to it that makes it different than Halal the rest of the year. For example, you know, the Halal the whole rest of the year, you always stand when you say Halal. We don't stand at the Seder when we say Halal. Halal the whole rest of the year, you know, can imagine the rest of the year. We split up the challah in the middle. We say the first two packets of challah, they'll go out kiddush downstairs, have a whole chalt and kugel. We'll come back and finish challah later. It's ridiculous, right? And you can't do that. So if you're on Pesach, that's what we do. We start the challah, say the first two packets, then we have a whole meal, and then later on you finish challah. Very peculiar, right? The other unique things about challah, another unique thing is that there's no bracha on challah. Ordinarily, we begin a challah with a bracha. Shek kishon son lekorsa challah. Why don't we say that at the Seder? We say other brachas in the Seder. We say Kiddush at the Seder. We say brachas and other things at the Seder. Why not bracha on Halal?
Why do you say
Kiddush?
So you're finishing with a bracha.
If we do say the end bracha,
there has to be a bracha first, but it's one of those brachas are counting, obviously.
Well, that's what you're suggesting.
Yeah.
But the Ran says something different. Look at 19. The Ran says, I'm having a high gone cost of betruva. We don't make a bracha at the beginning. Ligmor Sahal. That was their text. We say Ligmor Sahal. They said Ligmor Sahal. Why? Is a famous yisod. She'ein anu korin oso b'toras korin ela b'toras omer shira. When we say Hallel, this famous Ran, the name of Haigon, that when we say Hallel on Leil Pesach, we're not saying it as an amira of Hallel, but as a shira. And what it means is it's spontaneous. It's not, an amira is not we plan, the career, we plan to do it, right? I plan to say Mikra Megillah, we plan to read a Megillah. It's a shakhtar bracha, exactly. And when you make a bracha, it's if you're saying, well, I'm doing this because I have to do it because it's a mitzvah. That's what I say as a joke, you know, when I have a poor person comes, how can there's no bracha on stocker? A guy comes to the door and it gives us a very first time bracha. So the,
I remember,
right, that was on Mital's line. He said, right, the guy comes, he's begging for food, and then the guy, oh, I have an opportunity to say, to give stocker. One second. Guy wants to go to the mikveh, and he's got to go get his hat and his gartel, and he says, by the time he gives him the money, the guy dropped dead already. It's starvation, right? But even without that, it's almost just saying, so they make a bracha. What's the text of the bracha? Asher kiddushan v'sav tzivano. I don't really want to help you out, but there's a mitzvah here, right? You're not saying it's like, you know, you're doing it because the Torah says you have to do it. You know, it's almost offensive to the person. Well, the same thing here. You know, if you feel, that's what Haigon is saying, an emotion. I've got to sing Shira. It's not that I'm told. It's like, are we having fun yet? You don't have to be told. Yeah, you feel it. And if you don't feel it, there's a problem. That's what the Rav Haigon says is the nature of Hallel on Leil Pesach. That's this famous. And it's not only others, other Rishonim say this also, idea of Omer Shira. And this, of course, as David was saying, connects very much to the famous Mishnah in Pesachim, source number 20. The Mishnah is in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tezayin on the base. Starts on Kuf Tezayin Aleph, but this part's on Kuf Tezayin on the base, which the Rambam quotes, but it's on the Mishnah. We quote it in the Seder. B'chol dar v'dar, chayav odom liros es atzma ki l'atzma mitzrayim, shenemar, v'gad ad v'nchon tzon. And there's a hemshich, as the Rambam pointed out. Yeah, but look at the Hemshah. Once you say Bavur Zeh Asher Hashem Li, Asher Hashem Li, what's the very next thing in the Haggadah? Next thing in the Mishnah. Lefichach Anachnu Chayav Lahodos Ahal Shemeach Lefor Lerom Lahadav Rachalakalas Kalakalas Lelishah Salam Hashem Lelos Kol Nisimayilu Hotziyam Abzuchere Da 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 Da. And then you say Hallel. You begin the Hallel. It's a Hemshah. The Rav said. Once you say Chayav Adam Liros Es Atzmo, you view yourself as a view person who came out of the time. So the next thing is Pichach Anachnu Chayav Mahodos. It's a direct flow. If you view yourself as a view person redeemed, so if I say so, now you got to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Guys, they're going to Shemem, and has all the Psukim and the Gemara right away. They are printed in 21. Says right away, Amar Rava again. Psachim Kuf Des Amar Beis. Amar Rava Tzorach Shemar Osano Hotzi Misham. You have to say, HaKadosh Baruch took us out. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Look in 22. That's a pasuk in Perek Vav, pasuk Gimel of Dvarim, Parashas Haschana. It says, Osano Hotzi Misham. That's actually part of the answer in the Torah to the Chacham's question. And Rashi, Rashbam, there Pesachim explains on Daf Kuf Tezayin Beis, Tzorach Shomer Pasuk Zeh. Vosano Hotzi Misham. Why do you got to say that pasuk? Look at the language of Rashbam. Laharos Es Atzmo Kiliyotzi Misham. We think the Rama was the first person who said Laharos, but other Rishonim say it too. Right, he says Laharos also. The Rashbam says it. And that source, 23. And that's what the Rambam says in the Haggadah that's printed by Yitzhak Lichtenstein. See, I agree, he has this in Siman Ayin. And of course, there's the Rambam in 25. The Rambam writes, Zuchus Chametz Umatza, Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, Bechol Dor Vador, Chayav Adam, he has Laharos, Es Atzma Kliyotz Mitzvah, Shenemar, Losan Otzi Misham, etc., etc. So therefore, if this is the case, now, we see something unique about the Hallel on Pesach night. That's what the Rambam was saying in the name of Haggadah. That's what everybody's saying. That the Hallel on Pesach night is a different quality. The Mela, one could argue, not like the result he was saying, that this has nothing to do with the general machlokes with the Rambam and Ramban, and other Rishonim, where the Hallel is the Raisa, Hallel is not the Raisa. This is a different story. On Pesach night, Hallel has a different nature or a different quality. With the Mela, it's now shayach to say, where like Rashi says, when it says lechem oni, the Torah describes matzah lechem oni. It says lechem she'oni lo dvarim harbe. Dvarim harbe is not only the Haggadah, like what Achanal said, but it's Haggadah and Hallel as well, because Hallel is part and parcel in this suggestion of the Haggadah. Because if you do the Haggadah properly, what does doing the Haggadah properly mean? It means liros es atzmo kilu hu yatzim mitzrayim, and then Hallel directly emerges from that. So now we understand at least why Rashi will throw Hallel into the mix in terms of defining lechem oni as lechem she'oni olav dvarim harbe. It's not just the Haggadah, but it's Hallel too, because it's all one continuum. It's all one time. That's exactly okay. I printed here the Yerushalmi from that pasuk. You asked about that pasuk. That pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Lamed, Pasuk of Tes. Yerushalmi in Pesachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel. If you want to look it up, okay, which is in source number 26. Yerushalmi there is talking about that pasuk Hashir Yelachem Kelelis Chadish Chag. So this was talking about when Sancheriv was destroyed. Sancheriv, the Assyrian king, who besieged Jerusalem, and then in the middle of the night he was frightened away. Right, Pesach night, according to tradition, was frightened away and ran away, and the Jerusalem was saved. Right, Sancheriv was Melech Ashur conquered the 10 northern tribes. Right, he defeated and conquered as he exiled them into Golis. But he failed in his mission to conquer Yerushalayim as well. So Mamela, There's a link that the Yerushalmi explains. That's what the pasuk is saying. Yerushalmi Sachem Parak Tesla Chimel says, "Amar Rechelchan Rishum 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 B'Shem Rishum Yotzarek Siv Hashir Lachem Kleis Chadif Chad Ba Lel Pesach Lulamed Amapalosos Sacher Benimtza Lamed Menuma Zeton Halal Av Zeton Halal Pesach Night requires Halal based on that pasuk. That's how the Korban Eda and the Tzayin Moshe both explain. Now we learn that Yom Tov Shal Pesach requires halal to eat the Korban Pesach. Mapala Shal Sosam Cherem Tzarech Halal Anes, and therefore Leil Pesach also needs. It kind of goes, but the point is that the people were certainly inspired to sing Shirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of the Mapala, the defeat of Sancherem. Okay, they had to sing Shira. So from there we learn you have to sing Shira on Pesach as well. And as the Rizidah said, the tradition was Leil Pesach and so on.
What does it mean, kill Leil? He's Kevin Shkwan.
Like, it's like the Leil is Chad. No, the Baal Lamed, it's a Lamed. It's tonight is like Leil is Kaddish Chag. Leil is Kaddish Chag is Pesach night. Right? Leil is Kaddish Chag to Pesach.
Well, so we're saying on Pesach.
Right, but, oh, but that, what I'm saying, but tonight we should say Hallel on the defeat, the downfall of Sancheirim, like we say Hallel, Leil is Kaddish Chag, and I might have. Like we've always said on the night of Pesach, I guess.
Yeshayah is saying that at the time of Yeshayah, they should say Hallel Joses. We always say Hallel.
Right, so Baal Lamed and Insolamed. That's who explains, yeah. Now, I printed in Zohar 29 an interesting phraseology of the Chassam Sofer in one of his tshuvas, Chelek Arachayim Simon, Nun Aleph, Zohar 29. The Chassam Sofer says, in general, Laila is Lazman Hallel. I made a bunch of distinctions before between Hallel and Pesach night. And the halal other times, right, we say it, usually we say halal standing up, let's say that we're sitting, usually we don't split up the halal, let's say that we do. That's a different shahal, that I do also, but that's a different shahal. But the point, yeah, but the Chassam Sofer is pointing out another basic distinction. We never say halal at night, except on Pesach. Halal, Shavuot, Sukkot, Chanukah, we never say halal at night. The halal of the daytime, it's a, the Chassam Sofer says, again, it's the same idea. He says, that's dafka tzarek, well, that's dafka halal shakari b'chol yomtev. The Yom Gula, and that's why, because it says in Hallel, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mavoo, Mehulal Shem Hashem. When they open, Mimizrach Shemesh, when the sun shines, Ad Mavoo, till it sets, Mehulal Shem Hashem. It's a daytime mitzvah, that's the drasha. Hallel is a daytime mitzvah. Aval Beleil Pesach Shehi Sha'as HaNeis Mamish, says the Chassam Sofer. Beleil Pesach is that the night of the Neis. Then Al Zenema Shia Lachem Kelis Kaddish Chag. That's how the, and again, the Revelvo Salavetchik in the Chidushim on the Rambam, there in Hilchas Chanukah, Tarakim Alachavav, elaborates on this point, and he says, by Shas HaNeis, he doesn't follow the Din of Hallel. Okay, it's the Din of Shira. That's why you can stop in the middle, and that's why women are obligated. All these things we discussed. The Mela, what comes out, and by the other Al-Khoram say the same thing. The Tzuri Evan, Megillah Daf Yud Dalam and Aleph says the same thing. Okay? He says, you see, the Hallel we said, yep. And by the way, he says that the Hallel, in the beginning of Pesach, look at the last couple of lines, he says, Yesh Lomar, how the Parachar, it is Rama, Hallel Shom, Beleil Yom Tov Rishon Shom Pesach, Ko Kashalei, the Halav, Lo Kashalei, the Halav Mishum Lusad, the Regel Amrina, or Mishum De Lusad, the Nisa. Hallel on Pesach night is not because it's one of the Shalosh Regalim. Maybe Pesach morning. We say Hallel Pesach morning in Shul, so we also say it on Sukkot morning, we'll say Shavuot this morning. Okay, that's the difference, that's because of the regel. But at night it's because of the Nes. Okay, so they're all saying basically the same idea. Okay, and that's
the Seder. Why do we say, why do they say it in Shul?
The Seder and Shul are different. It's a good question, but it may relate to the same point. And many, it's interesting. Actually, the Vilna Gaon one place says it's Pesul Menisa. He compares it to lighting Hanukkah candles in shul. Why do you light Hanukkah candles in shul? Lighting at home? Well, we do light in shul.
In the middle of the Seder, it's Shira of
private.
If I have a minion in the house.
My name is Shira of the Hatzos.
Right. In shul, it's a little bit of a stress.
So the
buff
nays, yeah. One shul is piercing in nays.
Right, right.
And this is reaction to it.
Okay, you could say that. Again, saying how on shul is a different shear. But it's one of the things which most Jews do, because the Sfaradim do it, and the Chassidim do it, and the Talmidei Agro do it. So it's really only certain Lipmashim that don't do it. I think in Eretz Yisrael, the white, you know, around here, I think many of the schools, I'm not sure if Soloveitchik was very much in favor because of the tradition that only go on. He felt it should be said. And the Sfaradim say it. Rabbi Avadia say it in the shul, he says, he goes so far as to say women, if they're not in shul Pesach night, should say it at home before they say it.
Before they say it.
Yeah, with the brachas. That's how far he goes. And I say the Chassidim also do it. It's regular Litvak and the Yekkes don't. But I think the majority of Klal Yisrael does say it. You know?
They grew a lot.
Years ago it was less common around here. Anyway, getting back to Harsha. So it comes out from all of this, okay? That's how, again, the Rav Soloveitchik explained the name of Reb Chaim also, that Halal and Pesach Night is an extension of the Haggadah. If this is the case, okay, if this is the case, and now we have a whole different thing. We asked before, when the Torah describes matzah as lechem oni, Rashi says that lechem, the Gemara in Pesachim, daf lamed vav, and also daf kuf tzayin says, lechem oni means lechem, she'onim olav dvarim harbe, it's food concerning which we say and declare many things. What are the many things? But Rachal says the Haggadah. Good, but the Rashi says the Haggadah and Halel, where does Halel fit in? So we said at first, maybe Rashi holds like the Ramban, Halel is also the Raisa, but why does it fit in? Now we're saying much more. It fits in very well because Hallel is simply a part of, as Reb Chaim says, part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim includes viewing yourself as you personally came out of Mitzrayim. If you personally came out of Mitzrayim, so you should sing like Hilu Yotzer Mitzrayim, Leficha Chanach Mechaim Lehodos. Not only that, we take a look in the Rambam of the Sefer HaMitzvos 32. In Mitzvos Esei Kuf Nun Zayin, the Rambam writes, what's the Mitzvah? Mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin is L'Sivano L'Sapar Yitzis Mitzrayim L'Lel Chamisho Sobinisan, right? You have to tell over the story, etc. B'Tchilas Halal beginning of the night Kefi Tzachos L'Shon, according to his ability and so on. Kefi Tzachos L'Shon L'Sapar. And then he says in the second line, it's very important, he says, V'chol Masha Yosef B'mamar V'yarech Hadvar B'Hagdolos Masha Oslam Hashem. And when it talks more and more and makes greater what Hashem did, etc. And at the end of the line, Uvahodos Lo, and thanking him. The Rambam includes thanking Hashem as part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hamasha Gemara. That's V'Gadot Alevincha. The Sefer Chinuch says it even more clearly in Source 33. Mitzuchof Aleph in the Sefer Chinuch. Look what he says. Look what he says. What's the mitzvah? L'saper b'in Yetzias Mitzrayim v'lech ha-mishos ha-manisim kol echar k'vitzach ha-shanu. U'l'hala l'shabeach Hashem yisbarach ha-kha-nisim sh'asolanu. I mean, it can't say it clear that. The Chinuch says, saying Hallel is part of Sipur. I mean, Reb Chaim said, we don't need Reb Chaim. It's Pasha. It's obvious in the Sefer Chinuch like that. That he holds it thanking Hashem. So, Memela, now we understand very much that Hallel is connected to Sipur. It's not a separate thing. This is a totally different Hallel than the Hallel we say Pesach morning even. And certainly Shulis morning, Sukkos morning, Ab Chanukah. It's a totally different thing. It's as we just explained. So, Memela, now we're saying even further, it's not just Kilu Yotzim Yisrael, but even without that, the idea of thanking Hashem is part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not just you tell the story, you have to thank him. That's Pasha Pshat. That's part of it. Well, exactly.
Could it be the Halal talking about here? Is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is really Halal?
Maybe.
I mean, was that the formulation of the Pratma Kalo that we're talking about?
You're saying that? It's interesting.
Is the Halal?
It could well be. It could be. As a matter of fact, look at this. That's about to show you. Take a look at the next verse, 34. The Gemara says in Pesachim Kuf Tezan and Aleph, Amalei Rav Nachman L'Doro Avdei. Rav Nachman once said to his servant, Doro, Avdo Demapik Leimor L'Cheiris. If you have an Eved whose master released him, set him free. But now he set him free. But be a havle kaspo the havle. He gave him gold and silver. My boy le memele. What should the slave say? Amalei boy le duyo shabuche. He's got to thank him and praise him. Plus it's derech eretz. It's pasuk pshat. So exactly what you're saying. If we're talking about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, so that includes, by definition, it has to. This non-Jewish Eved of Nachman's understood right away. Right? Someone does you a favor and helps you and gives you all this stuff. So of course you got to say thank you. It's part. And in fact, there's a famous comment to the Avudraham, 35, Dovah Avudraham, in the Seder Haggadah Purusha. What does the word Haggadah mean? We call it the Haggadah. What does Haggadah mean? Haggadah shall pay some. Where does the word come from? So Poshup Shad is Vigadat Olavincha. It means relating. But look what the Avudraham says, Vyeshma Farshim 35. V'yesh mefarshim Hagada shulasim hoda. The word Hagah means hoda and shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where in the world does he get that the word Haggadah has to do with Shevach and praising Hashem? That's not the word Haggadah means. He says, yes, because there's a pasuk in the Torah, which I printed here in 36, also in Parshas Kisavo, Dvarim Perek Chavav, Pasuk Gimel, this is by Vida Meisel, Huvasa Rakona Sheyia Bayom Ahim, Vemati Alav, Higadati Hayom La Hashem Elokecha, Ki Basi Al Aretz, Asher Nishba Hashem Elav, Asher Elav, Asher Elav, the Targum Yerushalmi on that Pasuk in Source 37, Dvarim Perek Chavav, Pasuk Gimel, the Taste Elus Kana, the Yehavi Mimara, coin Rav, you go to the big coin that time, or the coin gold that time, the Tamulain, you say to him, Odinan Vishabchinan Yom Hadain, Higarati Hayom, Odinan Vishabchinan. The Mela, at least according to one view, the very word Haggadah means Hallel and Shema. Isn't that amazing? So it's very much as part and parcel of the same, of the same story. Okay, and therefore it's not a separate entity, it's all the same thing. That's exactly what it means. However, everything we've said till now, so that's has justified to us why Hallel is part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you can say, Memela, when Rashi says that Dvarim She'onu Olav Dvarim Lechem Oni is Lechem She'onu Olav Dvarim Harbe means Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, our God, it also means Hallel because all together. But I'd like to take it a step further, because we still haven't shown what's it got to do with matzah. You know, so it's almost indirect. Well, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to do with matzah, Hallel has to do with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, so Memela, Hallel has to do with matzah. It's a bit. It's an extra step, right? It's an extra step. So okay, I mean, I'm okay with it because we've established a strong enough link between Hallel and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be over the matzah, so too Hallel. But I'd like to strengthen the connection between Hallel and matzah, even if you will, bypassing Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, even without. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, what we've said till now is that Hallel is part and parcel of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, good. It is. And therefore, if Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim requires matzah being uncovered, as we explained, so then so does Hallel. All right, but I want to establish, strengthen a connection even further. Take a look at something, an interesting comment in the Chiddush Ramban that he writes in the Psachim Kuf Yud Ches Mem Aleph. The Chain Kriyas Hallel al Achilas Psachim Umatzah Chova. Ramban draws a specific connection between Hallel and the eating of the Korban Pesach, which is not our topic. We have a Korban Pesach now. Excuse me, and the matzah as well. Well, what's he drawing? Okay, but he's saying, but the Kriyas Hallel is part of it. In fact, the Shibbol HaLeket, some Reishud Ches writes, Shekein Motzino Bavoseinu Mitzrayim, Sha'amru Shira VeHallel Al Achilas Matzah, Shenem Ashir Lachem Kilel Iskadesh Chag. That Leil Iskadesh Chag was talking about the very first Pesach, that Pasuk Yeshayah. The very first Pesach, when they ate matzah and Korban Pesach that night, you know, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Shmuel HaLeket writes, they already sang Shir and Hallel then. So Hallel is already linked to matzah back then. Now before I get to the actual connection, there are halacha lemaisa, and I like to say some halacha lemaisa in the Shir. Halacha lemaisa, there may very well be a strong connection between Hallel and Matzah in the terms of the following din. Not everybody does this, but there is a pasuk regarding the Korban Pesach, Shmos Perkir Beis Pasuk Ches, source 40. It says, "V'ochlo sabosa balayla azet leish shematzos amarichlu." When do you have to eat the meat? That night. You have to eat the meat that night. You can't eat the Korban Pesach meat. The Korban Pesach was brought in the afternoon of what we call Erev Pesach. It used to be a Monday afternoon. But they ate the meat Monday night. But it's got to be Lila. You can't start early. That's why they're not Mekabel. You can't start the Seder early. Like I said, even though it's now we change the clocks, many shuls on Friday night have a 7 o'clock minion or whatever. Okay. Same thing. All right, but same thing. But here it says, Ochaz Abbas of Lila. It's got to be Lila. Okay, now what is okay? Oh, so but I'm not talking about the beginning time. What about the ending time? How late can you eat the Korban Pesach? So there's a machlokas. Tanaim. So it says like this: in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Chav Tes. I'm sorry, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Beis, famous Pasuk 41. Vavarti Beretz Mitzrayim Balayla Hazeh. I'm going to come into Mitzrayim that night. Be Kasey called the Chor Beretz Mitzrayim Adam Abehema. It's a pasuk in the Haggadah also. So, and later on, a pasuk of test, that was in the morning. And Hashem warned them, coming in the middle of the night. And sure enough, in 42, Perkin Beis, pasuk of test, Vahib Achzi Halayla Vashem Ika Kol Bechor Beretz Yitzrayim. Where was it? Chatzi Halayla. Chatzi Halayla. So that's the famous machokas in the end of Pesachim, Kuf Chof Mabeis, the Tanya, Vachos Abbas, source 43, Vachos Abbas, Vahalayla Zeh, Vahalayla Zeh, Omer, Nemar Kan Belayla Zeh, Nemar Halam, Vahalayla Beretz Yitzrayim, Vahalayla Zeh, Mala Halam Chatzos, Avkar Chatzos. Just like the Laila Hazeh by Makas Bechoris meant what hour? Chatzos. So too the Laila Hazeh by Achus Abosom Laila Hazeh is also Chatzos. But the Tehiel has got to be done by Chatzos. And Akiva disagrees. Machokas was in the Zion of Akiva. Fine. I printed the Rashbam. Okay, we went into the
Seal of Yitzhak. Quick question here.
That's about the Karban Pesach. Yeah.
Yeah. When the Hashem took us out, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Amalek did the killing of the...
Different problem. Yeah, well, that's what it looks like. But we say an evil Amalek. That's another problem. Okay, not for now. But let's take a look for a moment. So far, okay, so Korban Pesach is only till midnight. But now, one second. Says the Gemara there in Kuf Chaf Mabei, source 45, Amar Rava, Achol Matzah. Forget about Korban Pesach. What about today? There's no Korban Pesach. So Rava holds Achol Matzah Bizman Azeh Achar Chatzos. Rava Zaman Azari Yotzei Chavotso. Rava says not Yotzei either. Why? So Mar says Pshita, the came in the Iskish of Pesach. It's connected to the Pesach. Okay? It's connected to the Korban Pesach. All right, the Gemara has a Havmina. Why? It might not be that. I printed the Rashi problem to explain it. We're going to leave that out to save a little bit of time. Okay? Okay, so now, not only can't you eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, can't eat matzah either. That's exactly why, by the way, even the Afikomen, that's exactly why many people are makbid, even the Afikomen, to eat by Chatzos. Chatzos this year, I think, is 12:56. Okay, so you have to make sure to eat the Afikomen at that time.
No problem.
Okay, says the Setosis, however, Setosis, okay, all right. So anyway, it's a machlokas tanoim, and the question is how we paskin. But if you take a look in the Tosus in 47, Tosus in Pesachim, okay, he says Afkuf Chof Mabeis Geish Meforshim the Kach Halacha. Some say that's Takan Halacha, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, it's like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And therefore, rules the Shulchan Aruch in source 48. Orachayim Siman Tov Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph LaAchar Gmar Kol Asuda Ochan Mimatzah Shmurah Tachas Amapa Kizayis Kol Echad. The piece of the broke off earlier that was kept aside. Now, be Komen. We eat that Zechel Pesach and Echal Alasova. That's what he holds. That the Afikomen is Zechel Pesach. The Ochlena BeHaseba. You recline. The Lo Yivarech Alav doesn't get its own bracha. The Yehi Zoher LaAchol Kodem Chatzos. Be careful of Chatzilah to eat it. Now, I printed a Bir Halacha here. Again, where it was a little late. I want to take the time now. The Bir Halacha there. It's in the top line, Zion, Sif Aleph. The Dibra Masav Yehi Zoher. Okay, he refers to what he says in the Mishnah Brewer. I am Mishnah Brewer, Mashiach, Shetorach, Lizar, Ma'od. Don't just Lizar, he's very, very careful. Okay, he says, Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. On the other hand, he quotes that it's actually Machlokes, Machlokes, Gemara, Machlokes, Shemana Paskin. And many people don't Paskin like that, Shita, and say you have all night. Okay, and it's a Suffolk. So, in any event, the Mishnah Brewer says at the end there, certainly the chatzchila shouldn't be after chatzos, but if for whatever the reason you didn't make it, you can eat it after chatzos too, like Rabbi Zinner was saying. So that's the tumult of the Bir Halacha. But the point is, it's got to be after chatzos. Okay, it's got to be after. It's got to be before chatzos. Says Tosus in Megillah. Now it comes to source 58. Chaf Aleph Mad Aleph. Okay. He also says that's the halacha. Tells him he goes chaf alaf and alaf. The last of asuya achilas psachim, asuya achilas psachim. So it's interesting there. He says he thinks all we need is the last line of Tosus. He says the last two lines. In Cain, tzarach lemar lecho matzah ben psachim kodem chatzos. Bafilu matzah shafikomen. Okay. Okay. All right. Finish roll up. But then he says, "Avol b'Hallel she'achar afikomen ein lahachmir kol kach." But Hallel already, he can say it later on because he says only drop bonon anyhow. The Ran commenting on the Rif in Psachim Daf Chav Zayin and Beis in the pages of the Rif, Dilmas and Garcin and Gemara disagrees, and he says Hallel too. Okay, Hallel too. You should try and finish before Chatzos. Look at all we need is the last two lines there. Vafilu bekriyas a Hallel echmir lekol kozer karam Chatzos. Okay, and he says at the end ve'ein royal haka b'chach. And that's what the Ramor writes in the Shulchan Aruch, and I'd say, look in the next source. Okay, the Ramor is in 52. It was placed in the top Ein Zayin Tzip Aleph. The Yaktim Atzmo Shegam Ahalel Yikra Kodem Chatzos. The Mechaber didn't say it. Mechaber said, "If you come before Chatzos, the Ramor pipes in, and don't forget about Hallel before Chatzos also." Okay, I don't know about Chagai, but the Hallel Hallel. Okay, so some people try and do it. Many people try and do it. I've never made it, to be honest. Okay, if you come, I'm always been very much. I always finish at the same time every year. You can figure out. However, whatever time Chatzos is, it's about 45 minutes later. Because we always eat the afikom right before Chatzos. It takes about another 45 minutes to finish up. Okay, so you figure out. Anyways, so some achokas we showed him, toast to the Ran. Ramon says, charming machmir. Now, what's the idea? So here we see halacha l'maisa. Why? Halal is connected to matzah. So the mele, if you have to finish a matzah before Chatzos, you have to finish a halal before Chatzos too. That's it. Just to end, I'll take quite a little finishes. Just to end, I'd like to suggest a very important conceptual connection between halal and matzah as well. We've demonstrated that halal is connected to matzah through secrecy and shrine. It seems that it's connected even without secrecy and shrine. That's halacha l'maisa. According to Ramah, which Ashkenazim try to follow, just like matzah is being finished before chatzos, you try, we have to come before chatzos and just try and finish halal before chatzos. Not everybody makes it. But there's another thing as well, which I think is sometimes overlooked and is a bit of a chiddush, as you may or may not agree, but I think it makes a lot of sense. The famous Mishnah Psalm, that same Mishnah, Kuf Tezanim and Olive going over to Kuf Tezanim Beis, which was in the Haggadah. It's incorporated in the Haggadah. Rabbi Gamliel, that's a different problem. I'll talk about that in Shosh Gagor. Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Kosh, Omer Shosh, Dor, El Pesel, Yasei Chonoso. All right, Machok is what you're not Yotze, but what is Matzah? So the Lashon of the Mishnah is Matzah al Shum Shenig Alu Avosenu Mitzrayim. That's what Matzah is. If you take a look in the next source, okay, this is that Mishnah 53. If you take a look in the next source, I'm going to try and finish up quickly, okay? Take a look at 54.
During the
different problem, okay? The Rush, there in Pesachim, Perek Yud, Siman Lamed, has a slightly different girsa, which is what we have in our Haggadah. What does it say there? Just take a look. Matzah. It says Pesachism. Where is it now? Yeah, look what it says. The last two lines of that rush. It's in 54. Matzah al shuma al shum. This is what we have in our Haggadahs. Al shum shelo hispik mitzekes avoseinu lahachmitz ad shenigla aleihem melech malchei hamlochem hakadosh baruch hu ga'olam. There wasn't even enough time for the dough to rise until Hakadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself and redeemed him. Notice the mission didn't say that. The mission just said they redeemed it. But the lusher of the rush is nigla aleihem melech malchem lochem. And guess what? That's also the Rambam's lusher. Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perches Halacha Dalad says, Matzah Omer Matzah Zushon Ocho Hashem Shal Hispik Betekem Shal Vasem Lachmitz Ache Nigla Aleihem Melech Malchem Lochem Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And in the Rambam's lusher Haggadah, which we print at the end of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, source 56, again, Matzah Zushon Ocho Shuma Al Shum Shal Hispik Betekem Shal Vasem Lachmitz Ache Nigla Aleihem Melech Malchem Lochem. What's going on here? What does that mean, Migla Aleh Melech Malchem Lochem? That's called Gila Shechina. Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself. The Matzah is a symbol of Kadosh Baruch Hu revealing himself. That's the word of all these Rishonim. And the Nusach and our text of Haggadah. The Matzah Shumma, there wasn't enough time. It was so sudden and so unexpected. We didn't have enough time for the dough to rise. Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself. All these Nushos are putting in this revelation. Divine revelation is symbolized or highlighted. The matzah highlights divine revelation. Somehow, the matzah or highlight represents Gila Shechina. The idea of Gila Shechina being part of the Yetzias Mitzrayim experience, well, that we say in the Haggadah as well. Look at 57. B'mora gadol zu Gila Shechina. Right? That's one of the things we say. B'mora gadol zu Gila Shechina. K'mo shenemar, he has a pasuk. Okay? And Rashi explained in the Siddur Rashi, Siddur Shin Sadi Dal, this is Parish on Haggadah. It says, "What was the Mara Hagadol, Mora Gadol, Mara Gadol? Shenigav and Nirlam Yisrael Mitzrayim, because Baruch Hu showed himself to us in Mitzrayim. That's how all the Rishonim on Hagadol are. But a bunch of Rishonim on Hagadol say, take a look at the next source, 59. That's the Ritva and his parish.
What do you mean he showed us? What did he show us?
We saw Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand. That's exactly what it means. It's exactly when we think Gilas Shchinah is Mamar Har Sinai. It was. But according to this, we're learning Gilas Shkilas also Tani Yitzis Mitzrayim. The night of Makas Bechoris. Somehow they perceived, look in 59, Haggadah Shel Pesach
with
the
prayers.
Yeah, pretty much.
The tree, okay. Right.
Okay.
That night,
yeah. And exactly. So hold that thought for one second. Just take a look at the God of the Ritva, okay? And when he says it, okay? He says, well, he says at least two of them. He says, V'chein Belaila, look in the middle of it, three lines at the bottom, V'chein Belaila B'shas Hagula, U'kmo Kein Ba'ol Hayom. Then they saw him again in the Yom, V'yurim Ha'od, and so on and so forth. Right? So it has both things, that night and on Yom Suf. And so that was the Gilui Shechina. In fact, the Mechilta of Yishmael, okay, there in Parashas Bo, it's called the Pesach of Parashas Zayin, on the Pesach where Isaias Adam, it says, "Bischar mitzvah shatem osim ani nigla." I'm going to redeem myself for you in the schar of the mitzvah of putting the dam. More explicit, it's what Zitter was saying, in Shir Hashirim Rabba, Parashas Beis, in the Siman Aleph, on the Pesach Domed, the Pesach Tes, Domed Ovi Latzvi, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of jumped, look at the end of the second line. Kachos Baruch Hu Kofatz Mimitzrayim LaYam UMiYam LaSinai. Okay, UMiSinai LaOsid. Kachos Baruch Hu jumps and reveals himself in different places. Mimitzrayim Ro So Shenemar VaVarti Beretz Mitzrayim. And that's Anivelo Malach Anilosar Kachos Baruch Hu Vodu Atzmo VaYam Ro So Shenemar Ayar Sazdola and MiSinai Ro So Dechsiv Ponim Dibra Hashem Welcome. And the future will happen again. And the truth of the matter is, and again, if you take a look through Parshia's bow, and how many times, each of the makas, it always says, L'man peida ki ani Hashem b'kerev ha'aretz. L'man, there's so many psukim throughout the makas. I printed a couple of them here, but, you know, in the beginning of Parshia's bow, in the 62, Parak Yud of Shmos, psukim Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, right? Vayom Hashem, Moshe, bo, paro, right? And L'man shisi osai l'bekibo, I gave all these miracles in their midst. Like you just said, they saw what was happening. L'man tisapre b'azdei bincho ben micho shesha osai l'bekibo, I gave all these miracles in their midst. Will be obvious. You'll see that I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu. As much nigga we can take, can't see a Kodesh Baruch Hu's face, but it's so clear. And again, there's so many psukim like this throughout Leman Teda Kain Kashem Elokein Bezos Teda Kiri Hashem. And what was he? Only the Mitzrayim should know. The only Paro should know. The Jewish people should be aware of it. So very much Gilui Shechina is very much a part of the whole Mitzrayim episode. Okay, you look in the next thing that I quoted in 63. Look in post Dalad. I'm coming into Mitzrayim. You're going to see me. And the end of Pasuk Zayin, Laman Teidun Ashayafa Hashem Bein Mitzrayim Bein Yisrael. And the end of Pasuk Tes, Laman Revos Mosai Eretz Mitzrayim. All these miracles in Mitzrayim. The Jewish people were witnesses to this. So that's Gila Shechina. So in Mela, and then I got a quarter Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Perk Beis, Pasuk Kom Zayin, 64. By Yishal Eli, by Omar Alav, Ko Amar Hashem, Ha Niglo Niglesi Al Beis Avicha, Miyos HaMitzal Al Beis Parah, I revealed myself. So in Mela, it's very much a part of the Sipur Yisrael Mitzrayim and the whole Mitzrayim experience to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For that reason, I believe, the Rambam in Source 66 in Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah, Perek Zayin Halach Aleph says, Mitzvah Aseh Shel Torah, what's the mitzvah of Sipur Yisrael Mitzrayim? L'saper ben nisim ben iflos. See that? L'saper ben nisim ben iflos. It's not enough to tell the story. Let's say a guy would tell the story of Sipur Yisrael Mitzrayim, that there were Jews with slaves, and then came a guy, Moshe, a very charismatic leader, and he rallied the slaves, and they rebelled, and they came out. Abraham Lincoln flee the slaves. It's happened many times in history that a weaker country cast off the yoke of the Rambam's lotion is, no, you got to tell the miracles because that's the whole idea of Gilui Shechina. The Mela, I would just finish with the following: if that's true, and what represents the Gilui Shechina? Matzah. That's what all the Rishonim kept saying. The matzah was sudden. You know, there was not enough time for the dough to rise. The matzah somehow symbolized this revelation, so to speak, on a part of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Mela, but the divine revelation sometimes you're not prepared for. It happens, and I think that's what they're saying. And therefore, they had the matzah. I'm just saying the matzah to some extent connected. Oh, it connects to the Gilui Shechina. If that's the case, okay. So now I think it's a very, very interesting point. when you experience divine revelation, so once again, Shira and Hallel becomes part and parcel. I have to. What's the greatest simcha a person has? What's the greatest, sort of feeling that a person has, you know, is being the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yeah.
Right? That's they have all these tzukim.
That's why automatically...
Okay? Exactly. Take a look. I quoted in 68 of Tshuva from the Rima Gash. He says, Shalta lama ein uvarcha b'lo pesach al hala. Our question before, why did they say a bracha? So he says, because it's not a bracha, it's spontaneous. It's... The bracha takes away. The bracha will take away from it. Like we said before, the bracha will detract from the spontaneity and the power of the shir. And again, the famous psukim, Rav Salvezhi points out all the time. What's the greatest simcha a person has? Being lifnei Hashem. Usmachtem pasuk perakom gimel vayikra pasuk mem parashem. We're talking about psukim. Doesn't matter. It says usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamin. Okay. And in Re'ei, Perak Tzayin pasuk Yud Aleph, usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeicha. You know, b'mokar shivcha Hashem. The greatest simcha is when you're in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when were they in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? At Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what we say in the Haggadah in 71. Let's say in Hashem Mitzrayim. Lo yedei malach, or they saw him. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself came to Mitzrayim. So Mamela now, two things. Matzah is symbolic of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Gilui Shechina. And Gilui Shechina generates Shira.
Yeah.
So now we're saying that's the connection between Matzah and Shira. Matzah and Hallel. That's the idea. In fact, you just see a very interesting thing. At the end of the day, what was the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim? Right? Yetzias Mitzrayim was knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah says in Baruchas, Yubayz Mazayz, Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim Baleos. We have to say Kriya Shema, the third parsha night. That's in Haggadah too. Okay, it's nothing to do with Pesach. It's every night. Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim Baleos, right?
It's Mishnah Baruchas.
Right. So Rashi says, there you're based on Mason Brachas, Maskiris and Zrayim Baleos, Parsha Sitzis, Bekriyashma, Apo Pishain, Lila's Mantitis, right? You see, Marisim also, Omer Osabalat, Ne Yitzis Mitzrayim Shabbat. You still have to say the third Parsha Shema, because it says Yitzis Mitzrayim. And what does it say about Yitzis Mitzrayim? So I quoted the post at the end of Parsha Shlach, the Midbar Park does all, Post of Kafalas. That's all. You don't say anything. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, because that's the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and we actually say it twice. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ani Hashem. The pasuk has that phrase, the beginning and at the end. Ani, because the essence of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Ani Hashem Elokeichem. In fact, that's why the Sefer Dibros begins. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Asher Hotzeisicha Beretz Mitzrayim. So, in Mela, the whole one of the hidden themes, perhaps, of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the notion of Gilui Shechina, which is represented by the matzah, and Gilui Shechina generates a chiyuv of shira. So the matzah and the shira are very much connected. So now we understand why Rashi says, when the matzah is called lechem olam, lechem olam sh'olam adorim harbe, it's not just Haggadah, it's Hallel too. And not only because Hallel is linked to the secret Yisrael, and therefore it's connected to the matzah. Hallel on its own is connected to the matzah because of this Gilui Shechina connection. A possible suggestion that, to justify Rashi, and even not justifying Rashi, even if not what Rashi had in mind, nonetheless, I think there's an important point to bear in mind. The secret Yisrael is Gilui Shechina, and Gilui Shechina generates Shira, Shira of Hallel as well. We'll take the opportunity to wish everybody a Chag Kosher V'Sameach.